Welcome back to Strategic Investor Radio on OCTalkRadio.net, where we bring you investment strategies you are not hearing elsewhere. We're sitting here at the ADISA Annual Conference, and we are talking with Deborah Froehling of Arendt Fox, LLP, a law firm out of Washington, D.C. Deborah, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Thank you, Charlie, for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Deborah, tell us, what do you do for whom, and how do they benefit from that?
So I'm a securities lawyer who works in the alternative direct investment space. I work with sponsors and broker-dealers who are looking to raise capital for their individual projects.
And these sponsors, they're usually looking for capital in basically what range, what amounts?
It ranges from anywhere from $25 million to $1 billion.
Okay, and ADISA typically has companies that are that are doing things on the non-publicly traded side, okay, non-listed securities. Is that your particular area of focus as well?
It has been over the last number of years, but I've done everything from publicly listed to private offerings as well, but mostly right now in the non-traded space.
Okay, and your background that qualifies you and gives you experience to work in this area is what?
So I started in at the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission of Washington, doing REITs back in the day. So I've been involved with master limited partnerships, limited partnership roll-ups, REITs, up-REITs, and any other kind of investment vehicle relating to oil and gas, equipment financing, and those kinds of things.
Okay, and the majority of your clients are typically in what industry or type of industries?
Well, they range from oil and gas to BDCs to REITs, but anything in the alternative space is what I've been focused on for the last 22 years.
Okay, so for 22 years, so more than just real estate, also those other areas as well.
Yes.
Okay, and the regulatory environment, as we, you know, as I read about in the Wall Street Journal very, very often, is more onerous than ever. So what is it that you're able to bring to your clients that they really need guidance and direction in?
So I've worked very closely. Obviously, I started my career at the Securities and Exchange Commission, and I know how the regulators think. And I also have maintained over the years close relationships with FINRA and the state securities regulators. So when my clients need assistance in dealing with that regulatory environment, I know in the very beginning in 2002. So I've been here since the beginning.
And so you've been on the board, I understand, in the past?
I have. I spent two terms of 2 years each on the board so far.
Okay, so you've done your time here. Okay, so how would you describe today's regulatory environment for the kinds of clients that you have, which, again, are sponsors looking to raise money for real estate, oil and gas, etc.?
Well, I think, you know, in the last few years, it's become even more exciting than it ever was. I mean, with general solicitation now kind of not there and different ways, Reg A Plus and all those other ways of raising capital, it's so wide open. But people need to make the right choices for both themselves and their investors.
Okay. And what kinds of benefits do you see? If you can take your humility hat and put it on here for a minute, or actually take it off, what kind of benefits do you see that you're able to bring to your clients?
Well, I think my relationships with the regulators is extraordinarily important, because when you're trying to be creative and innovative in an industry such as this, with all of the different regulatory environments that we have, being able to have that relationship with the regulators and talk to them prior to kind of making a decision and going public with it, I think is really important.
So may I ask, are regulators real people?
They are real people, and they have families and children, and I know all of those things, and it's fabulous.
Undoubtedly, this positions you with a significant advantage because you're able to go into what we would call the belly of the beast, and you're able to recognize the people involved and know what their motivations and goals are. And you're in an industry where very often things are not real black and white, and you're able to recognize how to benefit someone, perhaps in ways that somebody just out of law school is not going to be able to see, right?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you can read the books and understand the laws, but you don't understand the environment and kind of the motivations of the state securities folks or even the federal folks. And if you can't do that, then you can't provide the best service to your clients.
Well, thank you very much. So, Deborah, it's great talking to you. So, final words to our listeners here.
Hire me.
Sounds good here. A convincing case. Thank you, Deborah, very much. We've been talking with Deborah Foling of Aaron Fox, a law firm out of Washington, D.C. And again, we are broadcasting today from the ADESA conference in Las Vegas in October 2015. And we'll be